My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Agnes wishes everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Then we wonder who Clark is. Meanwhile, Davin is looking for sexy talk, but does he have a manager? And DavinComedy.com has gained a new fan, but have we lost a scammer? Listen and enjoy.
Thursday. Happy Thanksgiving. It's always nice when a fucking Ghanaian can wish me a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and that's quite bizarre because she's really not... I mean, from her background, suppose
she's British, and they wouldn't be
she's
happy
British.
About this at all.
Right?
Yeah,
that's how it all started.
Yes, but she's very sensitive to you and your needs, and you are an American, so she would be aware that it was Thanksgiving for you.
All right, you got a point there. On her timeline, she put "Happy Thanksgiving to all my friends and loved ones." Wait a second.
Wait.
I'm not pleased.
Hold on.
I'm not pleased. I'm a little jealous.
I don't think that, now that I call shenanigans.
What are you're calling shenanigans?
I'm calling shenanigans.
What are you calling shenanigans?
Because you would not put that on your timeline if you weren't an American.
Wait, what?
You wouldn't put it on your timeline if you were not yourself.
So you think she's American?
Well,
not the way this bitch talks.
I'm just saying, you wouldn't put it there. Like, you wouldn't say happy Thanksgiving to my loved ones and everything. You'd say to my American friends and family or something like that.
Well, you know, she's an international scammer.
Well, all right.
She got 3 likes on it.
Okay.
And one from some guy, Clark. Hope your Thanksgiving was a good one. Talk to you later. Will you, asshole? Back off, my woman.
Just Clark.
Well, I don't. I'm not going to give his last name. Fucking black guy, so.
Spends a lot of time at phone
booths. Now, I gave her my black eye, William Tuttle, no fucking interest. This black. But now I'm wondering, is she stepping out on me?
It sounds like she is.
It could be.
But she's turned down other people attempting.
But I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, but who's this Clark? And why is he going to talk to her later?
I don't know. Maybe they chat. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Get to the bottom of it, for Christ's sakes.
I'd like
who's
to.
Who's Clark?
I'd like to. I don't think I will, though. Friday. How are you? I'm okay. How are you? Fine. How was the Thanksgiving? Well, we watched a Tom Hanks marathon. It was fantastic. You can't get enough of a big, can you? Apollo is great.
Watch some damn TV station do that next year. They'll go,
Thanksgiving! Oh.
Well, just like the older days.
It's Bosom Buddies Marathon.
You went there and just want to get together for a sandwich? Yeah. And then it became Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
So she asked me how it was. I go, awkward. I go, you don't celebrate, do you? It is not done in Ghana. What did you do, actually? I go. Plus, you're British, right? So
yeah, and when did you guys meet the pilgrims?
I go, had the family over, and of course my wife was with me because of the storm, so it was weird, kind of like old times.
Yeah. Mm.
She goes, I miss you. I miss you, too. I try not to think about it. I try not to think about you when we do not speak. Is that wrong? She goes, why are you saying that? I go, because you come in and out, and when I think of you, my mind wonders to what you are. Now I'm writing like her. My mind, really? my mind wonders to what you are doing. Really stupid. Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Plus, it's been a while since I've been with a woman, and when I think of you, I get in the mood. You don't even like to do that type of thing online, so it's frustrating for me. Now, the only reason I'm doing this is... Because I had a conversation
my
with Pip. Had a conversation with Pip Helix a couple days earlier. And she's like, I like more of the sexy talk. Can you bring the sexy talk into it? I'm like, if you notice, I have her wanting it from me. She's like, yeah, but I really like
I
that.
I want her to start. Yeah, but if
you wanted me to talk about, as I believe, the size of my penis.
Yeah, no, I want. No, no, I want her. See, this is.
That's usually what's said when my penis is out. No, no.
No, not the size of your penis. No, I want her to talk about it because I think.
Well, I wasn't going to.
No, I know, but I think it would be so funny to have her talk about, like, oh, you know, like trying to do sexy talk back for him and saying, oh, you're so big and everything, when she hasn't even met him, you know?
Yeah, really.
She knows. It casts a shadow on Ghana.
I thought it was nuclear holocaust.
They thought it was rainy season. It's my cock.
I was just thinking. So, it would be so funny. So I talked to him about it. Thank you for trying.
I do this for you.
Thank you.
You ask, I try to deliver. But yeah, I totally didn't want to take it there. But, why the fuck not? We'll try.
Okay, so what happened?
She goes, you know I don't have a computer, so how can that be possible? Logical.
Mm-hmm.
I go, how can what be possible? Doing what you want me to do. You haven't even taken a fucking picture yet, stupid. You don't
do
anything.
Really.
I go, well, you do have a phone, and it's just talk anyway, but you don't like anyway, correct? She goes, you said you don't call me because of the divorce. I got the fucking manager again.
Oh, God. And so, now, you know what? They're pinning you to the wall like you do to them.
They don't know who they're dealing with.
No, I know.
I go, well, I have tried with the call. I go, I will try again. Maybe Monday I can sneak away. What is the phone number you will have on Monday? She goes, don't know. I go, anyway, I just meant typing. Phone would be awesome, though. But phone would be awesome, though. But if you, I would love to get that on the phone.
Ugh,
but if you like typing, I would do that. Maybe I can even call you on Sunday if you wanted. Okay, we will see what happens.
Give it a shot.
I go, okay, doesn't sound like you want me to.
Yeah.
Because my friend is not in town. I thought that is when she leaves you the phone. They don't know who they're dealing with.
Yeah.
You get the kid on there.
She goes, okay. I go, what okay? Like, okay, I gotta go. It's 10:49 p.m.
It's like,
she bailed? She bailed.
She's just so sick of him to nail her to the wall.
Jesus Christ.
I go, isn't it 9:49? You were 4 hours ahead,
you're
right?
You're calling her on a fucking time. Oh, it is. Just, where the hell are you going?
Hold on. You know, pi and the cosine and the daylight savings time. I mean, he's like right in there.
She goes, I said 10. I go, you said 10:49.
Oh, wow.
Maybe the time is wrong. In your head, stupid.
In your head, stupid.
I go, don't you want to stay just a bit longer? She goes, would love to, but I don't think you would love someone to attack me. Well, I can think of a few.
Well.
I go, no, of course not. You have stayed later. Is crime a problem? Yeah. See you tomorrow. Love you. Okay, love you too, sad face. That was Friday.
Okay.
On Thursday... DavinComedy.com got their first hit from the country of Ghana.
That's
really?
I know. Isn't that amazing?
I have not heard from Agnes since.
Oh! No!
It is possible.
Oh, no.
That the jig is up. That after 5 months. After 5 months.
Oh.
I reached out to her yesterday. I haven't seen her online. Maybe she's talking to Clark.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.